Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, February 20th, 2026. In Augusta Thursday, the state legislature's Judiciary Committee held public hearings for LD 395, an act to restore access to federal laws beneficial to the Wabanaki Nation, and LD 785, an act to enact the remaining recommendations of the Task Force on Changes to the Maine Indian Claims Settlement Implementing Act. Both bills are sponsored by Senator Rachel Talbot Ross of Portland and have bipartisan support. They're both very detailed, and the summaries are 2 to 3 pages long on each of them, so I'll post links on today's archives if you'd like to read them. And there is still time to send in your comments as well. The first to speak at the public hearing on Thursday morning were representatives from the tribes who spoke in support of both of the bills, outlining the ways in which Maine's tribes are treated differently from other federally recognized tribes across the country. You can find the bills, the details, and contact information for the committee members and your own representatives at legislature.maine.gov. The Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project, or ILAP, issued an update Wednesday on the ICE situation in Maine. Quote, "Dear community, we are amazed by the incredible outpouring of support, financial and otherwise, we have received over the past few weeks, allowing us to rapidly build legal capacity and develop new strategies to respond to ICE's enhanced operation in Maine. Thank you for all the ways you have cared for and supported Maine's immigrant communities, our team, and each other. We responded to more than 70 requests for urgent legal help during and in the days following the enhanced ICE operation. We also provided community presentations to help people protect themselves and prepare, helped match families with other referrals and resources, and served as an on-the-ground source of information for Maine's law and policymakers and the public about what's happening and what's next. The vast majority of the Maine people arrested by ICE during the operation are in lawful immigration processes with no criminal records. Most people were racially profiled while out and about in their communities, and some were targeted at their homes. We saw violent and terrorizing tactics, including ICE stalking schools and grocery stores, snatching people off the streets, and smashing car windows. Maine residents have been sent to ICE detention facilities all across the country and are enduring inhumane conditions, including extreme overcrowding, limited food, lack of access to medication, and more. We are grateful to Representative Pingree and Senator King, who continue to seek answers and accountability from the federal administration. So many in Maine have withdrawn from public life and remain in hiding. People are not going to work. Children are not going to school. The impacts will be long-lasting and generational. In this environment, with such a cruel, dangerous, and retaliatory federal administration, so many stories of the past few weeks can never be told. ILAP is proud to have helped secure the release of more than a dozen Maine residents who were arrested in the January operation. These include a young man who is deaf and was taken from his home, a father with a newborn in the NICU, neonatal intensive care unit, a woman taken from her car on the way to a doctor's appointment, a father of a one-month-old, and a young man racially profiled at a work site. We hope to help secure the freedom of other Maine residents soon. A difficult road remains. We are continuing to respond to the ongoing immigration enforcement in our state, including the large-scale immigration enforcement raid targeting farm workers in Skowhegan. Thank you for your ongoing partnership work and shared vision of a Maine and a country that is home for all. In solidarity, the ILAP team." End quote. You can learn about ILAP, the Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project, and request help for someone who's detained by immigration officials at their website, which is ilapmaine.org. Registration is now open for Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center's 2026 Youth Mental Health Summit. It's going to be held on March 10th, but the deadline to sign up is coming up on March 2nd. Quote, "Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center is proud to announce the return of the Youth Mental Health Summit, a free, empowering event designed for high school students and the people who care about them, including families and educators. Registration is now open for the 2026 summit, taking place on Tuesday, March 10th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Hudson University's Gracie Theater in Bangor. The event is open to all high school students and the adults who support them, parents, caregivers, teachers, counselors, and community members. Families are encouraged to attend together, creating a shared understanding and opening doors for meaningful conversations," they say. For more information and to register ahead of the March 2nd deadline, go to northernlighthealth.org/youth-mental-health-summit. Or just go to the archives for today's program, where I will post all of the links that I've mentioned today. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.